This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You pay people to do things you don't want to do.
Yeah.
And this is something most people would never want to do. Because as much as you fantasize about how this would go, when you're actually in the moment, it can be very intimidating and awkward. Especially if you're trying to leave on decent terms. So why not let somebody else do it? You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. There is an industry that has exploded in Asia.
What's going on in Asia?
Just Japan specifically. Companies that will quit your job for you.
Like they come in and... Okay.
You got it. Now, these companies started in Japan, but they're so successful, companies in the U.S. are now starting to do this. For $200 to $300, they will handle all the stuff you do not want to do when it comes to quitting your job.
All the awkward stuff.
They will call your employer and let them know that you are not going to be there anymore. They will handle and negotiate details like when is your last day, how to return stuff, the stuff the company owns, severance pay, things like that,
all right.
All of this different stuff, paperwork you have to
sign.
So
it's almost like an agent.
It's exactly what it is. You have your own agent to deal with the end of working with somebody. 252-WCMF 252-9263. Is it worth it?
I would think so.
$300.
Yeah, you don't have to deal with that stuff. I mean, if you have it, yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
You don't want to burn bridges, right? You want to leave on good terms?
Well, I think this might help because let's say you're a hothead and you lose your temper.
You know yourself. You know how it's going to go.
This would take care of that.
Okay, but it doesn't feel like hotheads are the people that will use this service because the hothead
I don't need that.
They want to get in there and let them know where they quit.
But maybe your wife talks you out of it and use this.
Okay, in that case, you're right. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm thinking it's more the socially uncomfortable introverts.
Yeah, just want to avoid all conflict.
I don't want to do it.
Known hiders.
And coward.
Yeah.
But like I'm thinking, like, is having someone else call your boss to say that Tommy Mulay is quitting, does that make for a bad taste in the mouth?
I would think so. Yeah.
Is it disrespectful to not do it yourself?
I don't care because I don't want to work here anymore.
Okay, but again, you don't want to break
bridges. They can't hold it against you anymore because you can't call. I thought like they couldn't investigate past employment.
No, they can call and ask for recommendation. And the person that calls can't say, that guy, I hate them.
Why you
left? Yeah, it's limited.
Okay, yes. That being said, in every business, especially the one we work in, the odds that you end up working with someone else that you left a job for, it's pretty good.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Right? So,
so the word's out.
Exactly. And you burn that bridge and you end up, that person has the opportunity or someone else in management to hire you down the road, you just screwed yourself. Here's the thing. I don't know the answer. Maybe bosses would appreciate that. Maybe they're just as uncomfortable with that conversation as you are.
Yeah. Dealing with a third party maybe is the best option.
Oh, you're just looking for it to work.
But I guess it would be different if you're going to quit. I would think like your boss, let's say like your boss or your company, whoever, decides like they want to do what they can to keep you. Like you may not. Wouldn't you rather have that conversation with them? Because like just because you're quitting doesn't necessarily mean you hate that job. It just may mean you have a better opportunity elsewhere.
Okay.
And if that job, like if you go face to face and say, hey, I think I'm done here. I'm moving on to something else. And they may have an opportunity to counter to try to keep you. Whereas if you have somebody else do it for you, they may say, okay, well, screw you.
Oh, that's a good question. I guess it depends on what services this person offers. Because if they're acting on like your agent, maybe they come back and go.
But maybe your boss might see that as the coward move and maybe they may not want to counter after that.
So let's say you're leaving and you were a good employee. But you leaving is really screwing over the company.
Okay.
You're going directly to the competition, something like that. This would be perfect for that.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
Because I'm not leaving because I was a bad employee. This opportunity over here presented itself, and it's going to shaft you hard.
Jeez. Why did that sound so hard?
Yeah, because he put hard at the end.
So I got rent a bend over buddy, and we'll take care of business.
For God's sake, chop. Man. 252WCMF. Companies that started in Japan and got so popular, they're starting to move to the U.S. For $200 to $300, someone will quit your job for you. They'll call the employer. Let them know you're leaving, handle, negotiate the details like your last day, how to return the stuff that they need to get back, what paperwork has to be signed. There doesn't have to be an excuse because you're not talking to them. I would understand in like a big city how this would be beneficial.
Right, because you can move on and never see that person again.
You're going to run into your boss in Rochester 100%. Again at some point. You're going to see
people
them.
You worked with.
Yes. So like you're going to eventually have that awkward interaction, even if you don't want to have that awkward interaction. Right?
Yeah.
I also feel like this opens up a huge door for scammers.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Because, like, how does your boss know who they're supposed to hear from? If they say they're from this company and they're quitting for you, I mean, she's right, right?
Like, your boss.
How do you
would,
check that?
If your boss has your personal number, they're going to reach out to you and be like, wait, you're quitting? Why? There may not be a way for this to work without you facing.
Well, how's Japan pulling it off?
I don't know. Maybe there's a different. Well, like.
Well, they got cell phones.
So in the article. It says that it's very popular in Japan because culturally, and I'm quoting the story, Japanese people can be less confrontational, especially when they respect their boss or the business and they feel like they might be letting people down by leaving. So maybe it's just understood in a place like Japan, like the reason they're doing this is because I respect you. Whereas as an American, I'm not doing this because I respect you. I'm not doing this because I don't want to deal with you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Different motivation.
There's a massive difference.
I would still use it.
Okay.
That's $300 well spent. If I have it.
Well, you're also you're going on to another job, so you better hope that other job pays really well.
Yeah, but even if it doesn't, I mean, I'm never coming back here.
Not after you have someone else quit for you, you're not.
Damn straight.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Johnny. Hey, Johnny, how are you, buddy?
Tommy, I can't believe your take on this. The greatest day of being employed is the day you can look at your D-bag boss and say, I'm out.
Do you take
That's
this job and shove it?
The greatest feeling ever.
Okay. How many times have you done that, Johnny?
Only twice, and to go to the competition for more money.
Okay. So you looked the dude in the face or the woman in the face and said, screw you, I'm out, and this is what
this
I think.
This is shove it, Johnny.
Lousy company.
Yeah, and then they say, no, please, will you stay?
Nobody
and then you
ever
go,
told you that, Johnny. Nobody wants your ass around, you wise-ass Johnny.
No, they want to give you more money. Too late. You've been screwing me over too
late.
Long.
So wait, somebody was going to offer you more money, you said too late?
Exactly. I was getting more money still at the other company. No, even if you matched it, I'm still out because you've been screwing me over this whole time. No.
I love how Johnny just did a one-man play for everybody. Oh, I'm quitting. No, please stay. No, man. But I'll give you more money. Yeah, you've been screwing me over. And
I'm not going to pay someone $300 for that satisfaction. It's the two greatest days of my life.
All right, but what if it's a boss you like, Johnny? I mean, you're going to face that person, someone you enjoy, someone that helped you out, paid you. You want to deal with that kind of emotion?
I've never had that person to work for, so okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know how they say that, like, you know, when one person's an a-hole, they're an a-hole. When three people are a-holes, you're the a-hole?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm the a-hole that left, and then they were screwed. So
and now he's
on that
rich.
One.
Johnny, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. That's what I mean, man. It ain't the hothead that's hiring this guy.
It's the Johnnies?
Yes, the hot. Yeah. No, the Johnnies are not hiring this guy. Johnnies want that interaction because they think they're getting him over. And here's the thing.
He wants that double bird out the door.
And I get the great feeling of take this job and shove it, right? I understand why that would feel, you know, freeing. I do find it funny. Maybe we are over-inflating in our heads how devastated the bosses are when we leave.
Our value.
Yes. Yeah. Because,
you're like, oh, that sucks. All right, on to the next one.
Everybody's replaceable.
Yeah. Yes.
I know it's harder sometimes than others, but, like, there's a reason why.
Life goes on.
Yeah.
I would argue you're screwing over your coworkers more than your boss. Your coworkers are going to feel the effects of you not being there probably more
briefly.
Than your bosses.
Briefly.
So now I got to pay $300 for this person to go talk to every one of my coworkers?
No.
They really respected you, and they're going to miss you a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.